moun no ka plati bonito.
Avance.
Moun fon kochon moun lago navio.
Avance.
Michael Brun's latest song, Gaia. To him, the song is the perfect pairing of the two things he loves, Haitian music and EDM, electronic dance music. The song features the Haitian band La Cool Musique and Haitian pop artist Jay Perry.
It's like a mixture of electronic music, but with la-la, with racine, a bit of compa, a bit of carnival.
Brun is sitting with me inside the Little Haiti Cultural Center in Miami, getting ready for a block party. He talks about being inspired by the music in the streets of Pétionville, Haiti, where he grew up.
The ra-ra groups around our neighborhood that we would hear every Sunday, and I just loved that, and all kinds of percussive and horn instruments and clapping and chanting, and you hear it coming over the horizon. It's just really contagious.
He was around 15 years old when he discovered electronic dance music through a friend in Haiti who learned about it from older siblings attending college in the U.S. Brun started producing and playing around with the genre on his computer, but it was just for fun. He was planning to become a pediatrician.
He was a pre-med student when he came and told my wife and I that he wanted to go for a music career.
Michael Brun's dad, Patrick, flew in from Haiti to watch his son perform during Miami Music Week. Brun was a sophomore on a full scholarship at Davidson College in North Carolina, around the same time his music started getting the attention of record labels. Brun's dad is a veteran of the Haitian music scene. In the 80s, he was part of the popular Haitian band called Scandale. But he says after becoming a dad, he gave up music professionally because of family responsibilities. At first, Patrick didn't want his son to give up medicine, but he also didn't want to be the reason his son didn't pursue music.
He's smarter than me, and because he told me, you know, you can't balance those two things. You have to choose one, and you do it the best you can. And then after that, if you want, you go back to the other one. And music was what he really wanted to do at the time. I'm very proud of him. He's doing what I was not able to do in music.
My parents always told me to be proud of being Haitian because it's a big part of my identity and it's a strength.
But Brun says sometimes he has to convince people he's Haitian.
I've heard I look Filipino. I have Asian features. So I grew up always defending myself whenever people would question it. I'd be like, I am Haitian. I have an Haitian passport.
Wherever I Go is a song Brun produced last year with a group of music students in Jacmel, Haiti.
Wherever I go, personally, I've always had this Haitian flag with me, so I can tell that story, so I can share it, and as a reminder of what, as well, of where I come from. In my opinion, I consider Haiti the mother of the Americas. It won its independence through a revolution, which is unheard of for the slaves to take back the country.
In many ways, through his music, Michael Brun has become an ambassador for Haiti. He has his own label, Kid Coconut, and last year, he brought one of his EDM artists, Eden Prince, to Haiti.
I mean, I'm from the UK, and I had absolutely no education or information on Haiti as a country or as a culture.
Eden Prince says in Haiti, he discovered the sounds of handmade horns, vibrant accordions, and drums.
So I felt like I came back from Haiti with a kind of a new inspiration, and definitely had an influence on the music that I was making.
That's kind of how Michael Brun felt when he discovered electronic dance music and what to do with it.
To continue on building out the beauty of Haitian culture to electronic music.
I'm Nadege Green in Miami.